Tales from the Rails. Stop one, the Potter.
You'll gather by my accent that I'm not from these parts. No, I was born and brought up in Burslem in Staffordshire, where my father put me to apprenticeship in the potteries. But in answer to an advert, I got a job. I gained employment at Bovey Tracy Pottery Company in 1851 and made a move for which me and the missus shall be eternally grateful. You see, in 1842, Mr. Thomas Buller and his brother-in-law, Mr. John Divitt, two clever, well-educated men, bought Folly Pottery, which by all accounts had been struggling for years. They started modernising the production and brought in skilled workers like myself from Staffordshire, Liverpool, even Scotland. As a thrower, I got £2 a week, although out of that I had to pay a turner, a woman who drives the wheel fast or slow, according to my instructions. But my missus also worked at the pottery in the warehouse, so her wage made up for what was lost. Mr. Divitt also played a large part in bringing the railway to Bovey. In fact, he was one of the directors. He could spot an opportunity and he made sure there were sidings at the pottery to end off the finished bricks. Sad to say, Mr. Divitt passed away last year. Such an outpouring of grief I never saw, as it was a privilege to walk along with around 150 of my fellow workers at the head of the procession. I remember the silence of me broken by a soft toot from a locomotive, and thought briefly of how Mr. Divitt had brought the railway to Bovey Tracy and made a new life for me and so many others.